Good morning to all the members of the press. I thank you for being here as we report on the progress being made in the setting up of the agency and the work that they're getting on with for the recovery of the BVI after the events of the last year. As a reminder, the Recovery and Development Agency was established earlier this year, actually on the 27th of March, is when the legislation was taken to the House. The Virgin Islands, that is, the Virgin Islands Recovery and Development Act 2018. The agency's responsibility is to be accountable to all stakeholders for the implementation of the government's recovery and development plan through an effective, efficient, and transparent process. The objective of the agency is to manage on the government's behalf that portion of the territory recovery process set out in the plan. It is no secret that last year's unprecedented trail of disasters resulted in extensive damage to the social, physical, and economic infrastructure of the Virgin Islands. The agency will help to manage the complex recovery process according to the policy direction of the government. The chief executive officer of the agency is appointed by the board of the agency in concurrence with the cabinet on such terms and conditions that the board may determine. The function of the chief executive officer include to coordinate and monitor activities relating to the implementation and execution of the plan, including capacity building, to implement or cause to be maintained the direction and the decision of the board of the agency, ensure that funds are used as prescribed by the board, and to proactively pursue and attract financial investment to support the Virgin Islands recovery and development efforts, and among other responsibilities. Due to the anticipated size and complexity of the work to be undertaken by the agency, projected to be in the region of up to $1 billion over a five-year period, it was agreed that a highly experienced individual with a background in this type of effort should be sought for the post of Chief Executive Officer. In February of 2018, the search began for a suitably qualified Chief Executive Officer via advertisements made through the territory, through online media, GIS and Recovery and Development website, through CARICOM and the OCS, and internationally through The Economist. A total of 27 applications for the post of Chief Executive Officer was received. The scoring process was used to rank the suitability of the CEO candidates based on the following criteria: senior management experience, transparency and good governance in multicultural international environment, communicating a strategic vision, organizational skills, program development, integrity and communication skills. The top six highest scoring candidates were interviewed, and each candidate was required to make a presentation on the approach to leading the Recovery and Development Agency. In the end, two candidates were selected for on-site interviews. They came to the BVI in May for follow-up interviews and sensitization to the recovery and development issues on the ground. Based on these interactions, Mr. Paul Bailey was selected by the board of the agency as the most suitable candidate, and an offer was made to Mr. Bailey, which he accepted. Mr. Bailey has extensive international experience as a former civil servant, a military officer, and investment banker. His experience as the permanent secretary in Fiji, who led that recovery after Category 5 cyclone devastated those islands. He has extensive experience in providing investment banking and development advice to private companies, local authorities, central government agencies, and has led government and development teams in a career that has spanned England, Southern and Eastern Africa, New Zealand, and Australia and the Pacific. He also has broad experience working with development partners in developing policy and delivering sustainable development programs, including employment of different financing mechanisms, mobilizing donors, managing funds, and building relationships between government and civil society. So here we are. Recognize that recovery presents a monumental opportunity to rethink, replan, and reconsider the future of this territory. We look forward to Mr. Bailey assuming duty shortly, and I look forward to us building our Virgin Islands better, stronger, greener, and smarter.